China's warships and Air Force on their way to Taiwan. What are we going to do? Trust in Him because of what we know. Amen. All right, we said we'd give you an announcement this morning. I don't know if that's why there's a few more people in the house or the sickness is over or what, but nothing earth-shattering. But we want to give you an update on the transition, more or less the timeline of it. How many of you have ever planted a plant from seed? Wow, we got a lot of horticulturists, or I think that's what they call them. Sometimes you start in a hothouse or with a lamp, and there's the process is called hardening. As it gets closer to the spring and you're getting ready to put that thing outside, you turn the temperature of the greenhouse down. Another word for that is climatize. And so what Mrs. Camilleri and I are doing today is we are going away for February and March. And we are going to, again, climatize the new pastor. Now that climatizes twofold. He's climatizing, getting used to running this ship as number one man, as he really has been. And we climatize because I'm not going to see any snowflakes. And then when I come back, I've been practicing this speech a long time. When I come back, we'll be in this position until next January 1st. And then I will yield my time to the gentleman from Thessaloniki. Wasn't that good? All right, amen. So you're not civic students. That's what they say in the government. They all get up and do their spiel, and they yield to someone else. And I'm looking forward to say, what are you going to do? We'll probably be in a little bit better climate when the snow is blowing, but we will surely be here. And amening and assisting the pastor. Now, I'm not dying, and it's not happening till next January. So we got to get in today, right? John chapter 11. Trust in Him because of what we know. I used to love Pastor Folk giving you the Folk version of the story and then reading the Bible. We've been in John 11 probably too long now, so we won't belabor the text again. But you know, Lazarus is sick, and the two sisters call for Jesus, and Jesus delays His coming. By the time Jesus gets there, Lazarus is dead and buried. And Jesus is getting ready to do a greater miracle than He would have done if He was just sick. And so we've been looking at how Mary and Martha and Lazarus were all different, but the Bible says He loved all three of them. And the encouraging thing there is that no matter what your demeanor, your personality, God made you that way, and He loves you. We need not compare ourselves among ourselves, and I'm not like Mrs. So-and-so, or I can't preach like Brother So-and-so. God made you. You be you. And then we looked at how Jesus ministered to Mary and Martha in their grief, in their toil and what they were going through and their heartache. Mary just needs someone to cry with. And that's where we get Jesus wept. Martha needed answers. That was just her personality. And you know what He did? He gave her answers. And the blessing of that is that He will meet us where we have our needs. Be it physical, be it spiritual, be it emotional. And then the challenge for us, as we saw last week, is being sensitive enough to the Holy Spirit of God to discern the needs of those under our care. How many of you know all your kids are not the same? Amen? And Now the grandkids are here, and it's just incredible. The one of them is quiet. The other one never stops talking. One of them's real strong and rambunctious, and then he changes and kind of becomes laid back. It's incredible. And our job as those under our care, be it in our church, be it in our homes, be it in our ministry, is to meet people where they're at, comfort them where they're at, teach them where they're at. Rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. Today, we're going to move to Lazarus and just what exactly he needed and what we can learn from that. Let's pray. Father, we sure thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for that song. What a messed up world. But you know what? We know it was going to get messed up. We weren't looking for you to bring in the kingdom until the love of many wax cold and there's wars and rumors of war and pestilences and earthquakes and just man's mind is only evil continually. Oh, we got a book that tells the future, and I'm glad I hold it in my hand. And Lord, the more we know it, the more we know you. Help us to get a little bit closer to you this morning. Speak to our hearts this morning. Thank you for the great, great encouragement. Help me to sing today, Lord. Bless us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Lazarus has probably got the biggest problem of them all. Verse 14. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Remember a few weeks ago we said if prayer won't get it, work will, and if work won't get it, prayer will, and if prayer won't get it, work won't get it. You can forget it because you probably don't need it. Lazarus doesn't even have that option. You can't pray when you're dead. You can't work when you're dead. And it's a great picture of a lost man. No power to quicken himself. Dead in trespasses and sins. Now, we got to be careful. All types break down somewhere when we see a picture in the Bible, because the difference between Lazarus and the sinner today that's dead in trespasses and sins, God has given the sinner the option to receive the gift. You got to understand, and the folks that don't believe that, the teachings of John Calvin, they would say faith is a work. If you believe and call, then that's something you do and God does it all. Well, that's just not so, because the Bible says if it is faith, it is no more works. And if it's works, it's no more faith. So you can receive the gift and that doesn't count as a work. You can receive the gift to get you out of the death predicament. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And you know, the we have to mention it once in a while. It's not as strong as it used to be when I got saved and Joe got saved and some of these elders got saved. Brother, you ran across an Assembly of God. You ran across a Calvinist. You ran across a kingdom builder. Man, they were ready with their Bibles. They were. People don't care much anymore. But nevertheless, this doctrine that teaches God loves some and chooses some and doesn't choose others, doesn't give others the choice